listening to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Eger, and here is the news on Sunday, the 29th of August, 2021. This week we have a new writing system on Omniglot, the Tiang script, which was created in 2017 and is used to write the Tiang languages, which are spoken in Sichuan province in the southwest of China. One of these languages, Northern Tiang, now features on Omniglot and was the mystery language in this week's language quiz on the Omniglot blog. There's a new phrases page in Cumbric, a reconstructed language based on Cumbric, a Celtic language that was spoken in parts of Northern England and Southern Scotland until about the 12th century. There's a new page about colour words and expressions in Igbo, a Volta Niger language spoken mainly in the southwest of Nigeria. There's a new article about colloquial Indonesian spoken by Papuans, that is, on the island of New Guinea, in Papua New Guinea, and in the Indonesian provinces of Papua and West Papua. This week's Celtiadir post is about words for oxen and related words in Celtic languages. I discovered that words for sheep in Brythonic languages, such as Dafad in Welsh, are related to words for oxen and stags in Goidelic languages, such as Daf in Irish, which can refer to an ox, a stag, a strong man, a champion, or a corpulent person. There are Omniglot blog posts this week about words for skips, dumpsters, and related things in English and French. This week's adventure in etymology looks at the origins of the word ado. And there's a new Radio Omniglot podcast about surnames, specifically about some of the most common surnames used in England and Wales. That's all the news from Omniglot this week. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.